B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You know that song? You know what time it is? The one and only, the biggest badass in all of the DMV, Neil Greenberg, joins the program. Greenberg, what up, man? Everything up, everything good slash better on the home front?
Yeah, we got we finally got hit with COVID. But, yeah, we're doing fine. We got lucky, all things considered.
Okay, good, man. Cool. Did you get it, too, or –
Yeah,
right?
Our whole house did. We enjoyed it as a family.
All right, man.
Well, I don't know if you enjoyed it.
I am glad you are okay. There's a couple things that I always look forward to speaking with you, but I think particularly I want to talk about. I can't help but notice more national, I would say, but a lot of criticism of Cliff Kingsbury's play calling through two preseason games, and particularly for Jaden Daniels, with most everything coming at the line of scrimmage, and the suggestion that this is a future harbinger of trouble. As a stats guy, as an analytics guy, what's your reaction?
Yeah, so I've seen it also. Essentially what they're saying is that the depth of target for Terry McLaurin in particular on the left side has not been very high. And they're worried that his usage is going to not be in line with what we've seen before, being a threat down the field. And the example that they're using is DeAndre Hopkins' time in Arizona. He was kind of given a similar treatment based on what we're seeing right now. It's preseason, so who knows what exactly the offense is going to look like. But that's the concern between a lot of people that study film, and also look at things analytically, is that, are we going to see a Terry McLaurin down the field, or is he going to be mostly screen type stuff, which, doesn't really get a lot of yards downfield? So we're going to have to wait and see.
Could it, I'm looking at them and they're talking about the number two receiver, and I think they wanted to see a lot of those other guys. Could it be that where, like, when people don't run a lot of their offense, that they like, okay, we know Terry can go down the field, do whatever. Let's put the other guys in that situation. And what you're seeing now is not what you're going to see later.
Sure. And that's – I don't get too bogged down into the preseason stuff, especially when you have all these new moving parts that Washington does. It's also possible that they want to give Jaden a dependable receiver to start to run through these type of plays with. You know, these plays may be in the playbook, but it may not be Terry McLaurin the one that's executing them. But they want to get Jaden comfortable with it, and they don't want to see, a tire fire on that, when they're running those type of plays to give them a little bit of confidence. So I'm not really sure. I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen. You'd like to think that the guys that run the offense know what they have in McLaurin, and there's certainly enough tape to know how he can be successful. So to neuter him, so to speak, right at the get go doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But again, this is installing a new everything from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. So everyone's probably just trying to get comfortable with what they have and to see what they have.
I tend to agree with you there, and I think, in a lot of ways, I think it's hard for me to explain this. People seem to forget that Jaden Daniels likes to push it vertically, and we saw it in the first preseason game that he checked to his guy on the outside with a one-on-one and dropped it in the bucket. Like, the play calls may be at near the line of scrimmage, but that doesn't mean that's the only thing that's going to happen.
Totally.
And what I can tell you is being out here and watching practice after practice after practice, there's a vertical attack. People are worried that he doesn't throw the ball over the middle of the field. He does. I've seen it. I tend to think, and I appreciate, Greenberg, that you say, I try not to read too much into preseason stuff because I just don't think we're seeing the full picture.
Yeah, and we just don't know what it's going to look like. And, they may say to themselves, okay, Jaden to Terry downfield we know is going to work, right? Mm-hmm. So why are we wasting time putting a lot of energy in practicing that when we could start developing other parts of the playbook or see what else Jaden needs to develop? I mean, that's certainly possible. And, you know, looking at it, too, with, like, how we look at draft day, you don't want to show the whole NFL what you're going to do, especially with a new quarterback who has to learn a lot more. The speed of the game is going to be a lot faster. The impact of the game physically is going to be a lot harder. So you want to put him in a position to succeed as well. If they're tipping their hand this early and everyone is looking at the league, everyone around the league is looking at it and saying, oh, so that's how they're going to use Terry. Okay, then we'll just adjust accordingly. Like, that doesn't seem to be a very smart thing to do, and I do believe that they have smart people in this organization. So trust nothing. Just let's just wait. I mean, no one knows what this team is going to look like. There's too many new things. Like, nobody knows. I see so many forecasts out there, like, Commanders are going to have the lowest win total. Okay, I mean, you're basing it on stuff.
We're actually
really
going to talk to that dude later today.
Little relevancy here, because you can't tell me you can correctly model a new owner, new GM, new draft picks, new quarterback, new offensive guys, new head coach. Like, you cannot tell me that you can model that with any certainty. So the error bars on Washington's win total are so large that we really don't know how good or underwhelming this team is going to be yet.
But when you, like, and this is the thing, like, and your statement earlier about you don't put that much into preseason. When most teams don't run what they're going to run during regular season, and then you trying to project that, how does that even, because analytics, yeah, I understand it's a major part of what the sport is, and everything counts. Not just one thing is the end-all, be-all. But if your analytics works based off of the information you put in. So if you're not putting in the right information, you come up with an answer, but the answer may not be right.
Correct. It's garbage in, garbage out, and you also have to know what you don't know. Like, that's the part that these win simulators are getting incorrect. There has to be a fudge factor, but again, you don't know what that fudge factor is. Like, I have no idea how to model a number two draft pick like Jaden Daniels with all the parts that he has around him on offense in his first year in the league. Like, it's just, we're all making educated guesses. But when you make these guesses, when you say Washington is a five-win team or projected to be a five-win team, what you really need to follow up with that is, but it could be anywhere from, 0 to 11 wins, which doesn't help anybody. Like, that doesn't help anybody, but that's what you need to do. Like, I don't have any certainty that Washington's going to win five games. I do know that they're going to have a really big spread, but that doesn't help anybody because the spread is so large, it's laughable. And for me to say, well, they're going to win 0 to 17 games doesn't do anybody any good.
Well said, brother. Everybody, we are talking with our friend Neil Greenberg on the BetQL guest line. You can follow him at NGreenberg. I want to be sure I'm quoting this right because I'm about to tweet it. It's garbage in, garbage out. You have to know what you don't know, and that's what these win projections miss. I have no idea how to model Jaden Daniels in his first year in a new offense with a new coach, new owner. Is that accurate?
Send it. Ship it. Send it out to the world and let them say it to my face that I'm wrong.
There you have it. All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the time.
I know.
All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon.
That's our guy, Neil Greenberg. N. Greenberg on Twitter and Instagram, or X, I should say. At some point, I got to start saying X. I don't know when that'll happen, but eventually it will.